to God you want to get results, you must first of all know that it exists. You have a love in you, and there's a covenant backing you up.
You believe what the word says, not your circumstance.
Blessed is the man who does not listen to their advice.
Pastor, Beyond Battle, teaching it right.
The comical part of the Bible to me was Job chapter number 1. God asked the devil, where are you coming from? And he made a personal confession from roaming about. Because while I was at Chicago, I couldn't be in Nigeria. It's not ubiquitous. It's not everywhere. So when the devil hangs around you so much, you're seeing his influence, seeing its impact, it's a time to raise your antenna and tell yourself, I've got something that made him to neglect every other place to come and hang around me. For the thief comes only to steal. And if you're here today, they've called you a problematic child. They've called you the black sheep. And all your life you've been dealing with that appellation in your life. I'm here to let you know that there's something you carry that probably you've not even understood. Maybe that's why you've not taken yourself so seriously. And when the enemy takes you more seriously than you take yourself, there is something going on there. So you don't pray the way you ought to pray. You don't pay attention to yourself because you thought, I'm just 24 years old. What do I have? What have I done? It's not me that the devil is talking to or he's looking for. There is a treasure. Somebody say there's a treasure. Very, 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 very treasurable treasure. Hidden inside something that men would ignore. You carry something. You're a container with a content. With a brand that is not local, sent to the continent. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Is it not funny to you that people every day, all they think about is heaven, okay? Don't get me wrong. Incidentally and apparently, how to get to heaven is to die. So, if all they're talking about is heaven, I'm preparing for heaven. So they're preparing for the life after, which is fantastic. More rewarding. So, inadvertently, they're preparing to die so that their death will be worth it. Is it not funny to you that someone is preparing to die and they're not preparing to live? It's not funny to you. Jesus turned the bread and the fish, multiplied it, and after everyone was excited about the miracle, he said, please guys, make sure, because I don't want this grace to cease in my life, make sure you gather every remnant. There must not be waste. Gives us an impression that the Father hates waste. Why will he give you that precious kind of life and leave you here wasting time if it was not necessary? For you, listen to me. I was sharing with Pastor Lan, I was sharing with Pastor Rex yesterday. If you're born again, you will go to heaven. There's some greetings that are not necessary. As a matter of fact, if you're an heaven citizen right now, your spirit is already there, seated at the right hand of the Father. You shut your eyes here, you open it there. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Believe me. But the reason why we're here is that our works will matter. The one given to you was the meritorious service of Jesus. What you now do with it will give you another crown called Estephanos. So that salvation given to you had dual operation, helps you to live here victoriously, and then secures you in the life after. Now, I'm not talking down on heaven. It's better than here. You don't even have bills to pay. All right? It's better. But God wants to flex muscles. He allows darkness so that the light of his children can shine. But the children switched off the light and said, we are waiting for morning. He says, no, I allow that darkness so your light can shine. And then that brightness of your rising can attract other people. Listen, one thing you need to know. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the truth is established. Do you know one thing God displayed twice in the planet where you live? The earth revolves on its axis and then in the orbit. Telling you change is something you need to deal with. Where your art is not all there is. My grandfather walked from my village to Ilorin many, many times. He never entered a plane. He couldn't even conceive it. But I know someone in the Bible called David who lived beyond his generation. You must be like that. You must be like that. I say you must be like that. Still in the principles of God's word, but your methods must be serious. He said we should have an abundant life. The word abundant is the Greek word perissos. Somebody say that. Just for me to be sure you're listening to me, say it again. It means superior. I love this ministry. They just told you, pastor is not lying. See it. Superior in quality. The Bible says, he that is from above is above all. You know what the Amplified says? He that is from above is above all in prominence and in excellence. You need to read your Bible. You need to read your Bible. Preeminence. Now, my own dictionary is a little bit, you see, superfluous. See, very highly. An American will tell you that, see, that concert is very high level. That company, very high profile, very high level. Tap your neighbor, say, my life, very high level. Say, I may not be there yet. Say, there are two things. The way things are. And the way things ought to be. Say, I choose to go for the way things ought to be. While I'm walking through the process, my mind is focused on the way things ought to be. That is how your life will keep moving. I have come to know that you can be a very good Christian and be sick if you don't understand how to go for divine health in terms of playing your part. Jesus did not put just anything in his mouth. When he was thirsty, he said, I need a drink from the well. Pastor Bearden, why are you? Jesus did not live in the days of Coca-Cola. If there was anything they produced in Jerusalem, where he lived, was wine. Sweet wine. But he went for water. When they were hungry, the reason why in the wilderness none of them was sick was that God controlled the food they ate. If they were the ones eating what they wanted, they would be sick. God controlled their food. Give them angels' food. Correct diet. In fact, if you kept it to the next day, it would spoil. Daily. Frosh. When something is fresh and it's beyond, it becomes frosh. So redeem or redeeming means to buy back. So when the Bible says redeeming the time, we ought to buy time back. Pastor Bjorn, what happened to time? Many of us give our lives to Christ at 27, 18. Even if you give your life to Christ at 8, you wasted some time. Your clock has been wound. Have you set an alarm before? If you wind it to the middle, when it's ringing, it rings back to where you wound it to and it stops. Your clock has been wound. You know what you did? You spent some time building bricks for Pharaoh. You wasted it. Went to parties, went to club, did all of that. That's okay. But now that you are born again, you cannot afford to waste more time. It's time to buy back that time you wasted. And make sure you maximize things. Make sure you use the time properly. Who says hallelujah to that? Yeah.